happened. So this morning, I want us to focus on this first part of Exodus 2 and dig a little bit deeper and think about what the story was about back in history at the time of Moses. It might be that we have some parallels and similarities that we can draw, perhaps some application for our daily lives. But I want us to focus on what it meant back then for Moses. So it might be helpful for you to have your Bibles open as we look through the passage. I think it'd be found on, I don't know what page, 54. So the rescue. Let me read again verses 1 to 4. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. So we find out in verse 2 that the baby was fine, which is a strange word to use, but what that basically means is that he was fine, he was healthy and well. The mother had been able to hide him for 3 months away from Pharaoh's regime, which I think is quite a feat. But as he got older, he became more noisy and active, so actually the threat became greater. So she knew that she had to stay faithful to Pharaoh's regime, but protect her child too. So the solution was to hide him in this basket in the Nile, the place where no Egyptian would think to look, as this was a place where the atrocities were taking place. Moses' mother clearly knew what she was doing as she followed the practice of the Egyptian boat makers, making this basket safe and waterproof. The reeds in the Nile would grow up to 16 feet, so this little basket for this baby boy would find safety amongst the reeds, would find insulation and hidden away from the troubles. Something that's interesting to note is that in verse 3, the word used for basket is used only in one other place in the Bible, and this is when talking about the ark that Noah built. The word points us to the means of a loving salvation, one which will be watched from a distance. So we can compare the story of Moses with that of Noah. Just like Noah, Moses was helpless against the elements of water and chaos around him. There was this theme of rescue, being rescued from the waters and leading us into freedom. We could also think about how Moses led his people through the Red Sea into a new land. We can also parallel it with that of baptism when we're raised from death to life. And we'll explore that a bit later when we think about how this Old Testament passage might relate to Jesus and to us now. But God's plan for the future rested on the shoulders of this one helpless baby in this fragile basket. If that's the case, then we can find hope for other situations amongst us. The rescuer. So we know that Moses was rescued, but who did the rescuing and why was it significant? It might be helpful for you just to look over passages, verses 5 to 10 as I go through this. You might be thinking and picking up on the theme that the women in this story tend to be the significant characters. If we think back to last Sunday when Simon was speaking to us, we noticed that it was the midwives Shiphrah and Puah who kept the babies safe from Pharaoh's regime through their own fear of God. The population continued to expand because of them. Well, here in this story, it's the women's discovery and pity on the child Moses that leads to the safe rescue of him. The hero in this story could be said to be Miriam, Moses' sister. It's through her quick actions that Moses is spared. Miriam offered to find a wet nurse for the baby, and of course she knew the perfect person for the job, Moses' very own mother. irony is, of course, that the woman who had to tragically abandon her child is now the one being paid to nurse and to bring up this baby. Typically, infants would have been nursed for 3 years and then formally named. So she had some more time with him. But Moses' name is significant because it means to draw out. This not only relates to him being drawn out of the Nile, but him drawing his people out from slavery. As Simon spoke about last week, in any good story, we have the heroes and the villains, but we have the betrayers as well. And Pharaoh's daughter kind of acts as both the betrayer and the heroine here. The act of Pharaoh's daughter taking compassion on this child and bringing him to safety was a public demonstration of the bankruptcy of her father's brutal decree. The mighty Pharaoh is undermined by his very own daughter and through the wisdom of the young Hebrew girl. I'm going to read out a few things that she did when she saw Moses, and I want us to think about who this might remind us of. So can I invite you to just close your eyes and to sit quietly and just reflect on what comes to mind first. Pharaoh's daughter took pity, came down, saw the child, heard its cry, drew him out of water, ensured that someone was found to care for the child. Remind you of anybody? God, perhaps? You see, Pharaoh's daughter displays just some of the characteristics that we find in God: compassion, justice, mercy, and courage. She subverts the cruel and inhumane policies of Pharaoh, who wants to destroy Israel. The word used for took pity is also used to show God's willingness to spare Israel from utter destruction. So Pharaoh's daughter provides glimpses into the image of God within humanity. But interestingly, up until now, we haven't heard a mention of God in our passage. The story so far hasn't been shaped by him specifically. Instead, it's been shaped by the presence of the women. It's through their non-violent resistance that leads to the collapse of Pharaoh's plans. But God has clearly been at work in them. He used them to partner with him. We are not powerless when we are working with God. We often see time and time again in the Bible that those who reject the worldly powers often gain the victory because they align themselves with God's kingdom. It's their faithfulness to what is true and is good that takes roots and allows the seeds to spring. Moses's will be the good fruit produced by the women, but even he will need to learn from their wisdom to know how to respond to the will of God and the powers of Egypt. So what about the rescuing God? How does this Old Testament story relate to Jesus and perhaps to us now? I want us to think back to Luke's gospel in the account of Jesus' birth, which focuses mainly on Mary and Elizabeth. This perhaps resonates with the call of Moses, because Mary is in one of a woman's most vulnerable situation, yet God chose her to bring Emmanuel, God, with us. Although there's much difference between Moses' mother and Mary, a few similarities can be drawn. Both children are to bring extraordinary blessing and have a great calling placed upon them. They're both called to shepherd God's people and to deliver them from this oppression into the promised land and into freedom. Their births reinforce this ongoing narrative that God uses the weak and the vulnerable to exploit the powerful. The birth stories also bring to force the world's rejection of God's kingdom and the authority he places in his holy people. What we see time and time again in these two stories and within the Bible is God partnering with his people to bring about freedom from oppression. God tends to use the meek, the powerless, and those who turn away from the worldly expectations of society to bring about the saving of his own people. At moments where all seems lost and God is perceived as absent, such as in our Exodus story, particularly 1-5, God's greatest victories are born. Perhaps think for a moment, what situations are there in your individual lives and in the world currently that make us feel like there's no hope and that God is perhaps absent? How might we react? Might we react like Moses' mother or Miriam or Pharaoh's daughter? Perhaps even Mary. We can bring our situations to God and let him partner with us in the story. We never know how it might unfold. So in our reading, we started with oppression. We heard of Moses being rescued and discovered along the way the rescuing God. Amen.